Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
My name is Elsbeth. I'll be playing the Nova. My character name is Sage Prince, and her hero name is Penance. I am a white woman. I have normal pale skin, and I normally wear darker clothing. My costume is black and white, billowy, but not a cape, because Edna Mode says no capes. but, you know, billowy, comfortable, easy to move in clothing with a black eye mask. My abilities stem from sorcery. I am a witch. It's one of those charmed type witch situations. It's in my blood, and there's nothing I can do about it but try to do better. So okay. I spend a lot of time studying. I spend a lot of time in the library trying to better myself so that I'm not hurting anyone. I have hurt people in the past, and it really haunts me and makes me want to do better with my powers in the future. So my mother died of birth complications, and I was raised by my single father. I hurt him a lot growing up because I had no idea how to harness my magic and how okay. not to hurt him. And the guilt started like wrecking me. So when I was 13, I ran away and I moved to Protean City because I heard it was a safe place for gifted people.
Oh, okay. So the dad is not in Protean City.
The dad is presumably still in Seattle, which is where I ran away from.
Okay.
I don't know where he is, and I don't think he knows where I am.
Was he a witch? Or is he a witch?
No. I suspect that my mother probably was, but okay. I have no confirmation of that.
Okay. Was your mother a witch?
Yes.
Does your dad know where you are?
No.
Thank you. Anytime that there's
Brandon
the I think
GM,
questions,
everyone.
I insist on getting the truth out of it too.
Yes.
Unless I want to find it later.
I feel like he may find me later, but as okay. of right now, he has no idea.
Cool.
So I am a senior at Protean High. I major in photography. I really like taking photos, so I frequently have a camera with me.
Okay.
I have dark hair, green eyes. I got a flower tattoo on my neck because I'm cool like that.
Nice.
It's an asphodel for those who care about me looking into that.
That sounds more like a demon name than a flower.
It does. I almost use it as a hero name. Asphodel is used in Greek mythology. It's associated with the underworld.
Okay.
But in sorcery and witchcraft is used for remedies and potions to poisons. So it's kind
of... Okay, cool. Kind of like has that double...
Has a hand in both worlds
nice.
Kind of situation.
I like it.
So there are parts of my witchcraft and my magic that I don't have control over. Those are the more offensive things. I'm not very good at attacking people with precision. If I'm angry or if I want to defend someone, it kind of just bursts out of me.
Okay.
I've spent much more time developing my defensive powers. I'm very good at healing. I'm very good at protecting other people, putting up shields, putting up walls. I want to use my power for good and for healing rather than attack. So I've really focused my energy on that. But something that I'm working on is harnessing the powerful offensive energy. I get a lot of help from the Lunar Lens, which is the matriarch of Pikoi, the orphanage, and she's been a real mother figure to me. I've been in the orphanage for 4 years. So she's been really helpful in me harnessing my powers, and she gets me access to books and other people that can help me kind of guide my powers in a more positive direction.
Great. Does she know that you are superheroing?
She does not. She knows, she suspects, but I have not straight up told her.
Okay.
She does know, but I didn't tell her. Like,
okay. She knows, but you haven't had that conversation yet.
Right. But she's not stupid. She's very smart. She literally can see in the dark. So.
Yeah.
I first had my powers as early as I can remember. They've always been with me. Magic has just been a part of my life. And, you know, when you're a kid, it's very innocent things. You're doing things out of joy or yearning or whatever. But as you start to get older, things start to get out of hand and you start to cause trouble where you didn't mean to. So where a baby tantrum would normally just be loud and annoying, I might wreck the kitchen.
Exactly.
So I always felt like chaos followed me, so I tried really hard once I started becoming aware to repair the damage I had made.
So you've talked about studying, mm-hmm. and also about kind of having like emotional outburst sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is your magic distinct spells, or is it more of like a manipulation of space?
It's more internal. So it's not, I can make potions and I can write spells,
okay.
but my magic can come from me without any sort of harnessing. So
okay,
it's
cool.
not, I don't have a wand. I don't need any sort of mechanic to harness the magic. It
okay.
just comes from me.
Cool.
A la like Willow in Buffy.
Okay.
She can do all of those things, but it can also just come out.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
I continue to use my powers because I want to do more good than harm. And
yeah.
inevitably, when bad things start to happen, there are emergencies and things like that, mm-hmm. I will end up hurting somebody. And it's never intentional.
Right, yeah.
And I want to be able to make sure that the good I'm doing outweighs the harm.
Perfect.
And I care about the team very much because they reassure me that I'm a force for good rather than harm and hurt.
Wonderful. So, Elsbeth, as the Nova, you choose a number of burns, which are basically ways that your enormous power can manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind just telling us what those burns are in kind of a general way?
Sure. I get four. So the first one I chose was shielding, which is putting up a field to stop danger.
Cool.
Okay. The second one is called moat, which creates a barrier. This is for bigger threats and covers more. So the shield okay. is more a person-to-person basis, as I understand it, and the moat is more, I can shield my whole team, but it will be expensive, okay. a personal cost. Boost, which is to supercharge a teammate's efforts with my power, so I can make somebody else on my team succeed.
Okay, cool.
And overcharge, which is channeling the full capacity of my powers to overcome an obstacle, which is, again, very personally costly.
Okay, so that's like a big time magic.
Yes.
Sort of just apply it and it happens.
Yes.
Okay. All right, excellent.
So you moved to Protean City because you had heard that it was a sanctuary. Was it your plan to like be a part of the community? How did the Lunar Lens and Peacoy come across you?
I kind of just stumbled into the city, and the Lunar Lens has skills of an owl. She's kind of the night watch, and she sort of came across me hanging out in the bash by myself, and I was really young and defenseless, and she just took me in. It wasn't my intention to be a part of the community. It was my intention not to hurt anyone else. So I figured by surrounding myself with other super gifted people, the chances of me hurting someone was lower than me in the kitchen with my dad. I feel like I hurt him a lot in his life and I didn't mean to, and the guilt was just overwhelming, so I thought he'd be better off if I was somewhere else.
Awesome. What does your magic look like on the comic page?
Very colorful, like the bright sparks of color, and it's kind of auras.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never smoke and things like that. It's more focused energy.
Cool. Does it have like a specific, is there a specific color that comes up all the, like Psylocke is always pink. Is it anything like that, or is it more spread around?
It's kind of spread around. It depends on what I'm doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does it, you said that it kind of emotional things mm-hmm. sort of burst out.
Yeah.
Does it kind of resonate like a mood ring style, or is it just, it depends upon the effect?
I love that. Let's make it a mood ring style.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I expect you to come in next time with a mood ring chart from the 90s so we can color code all of my moody outbursts.
Well, we are in the year 2017, so I'm about to pull one up on my phone.
Blue, you're feeling emotional.
Are there other witches and wizards and stuff in this universe, or is your power, are your powers unique?
I haven't found any yet, but that doesn't mean there aren't.
Okay.
I personally don't know any.
Your mother was.
But I never knew her.
Okay.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. I just answered Brandon.
That's why we play to find out what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are, but I have not personally met any yet.
Okay, cool.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Penance is played by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.